Well, how are you?
All right, let's do this thing. So let me ask you a question. Are you a practical person? I mean, are you a positive person? Are you practically positive or positively practical? Which one are you? We'll talk about that today because I think you should be a little bit of both. Some people just want to be positive. It's like, okay, that's cool. But then you get upset and you get negative when things don't go the way you want them to go because you weren't practical. So we'll talk about that today and you'll get it completely. In fact, I'll change your life before the end of the show. That is my promise, not a guarantee, but I'll try. It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. It is the positive boost you need every single day and the practical boost you need every single day. Because here's the thing, there is one recipe for success. One. You stand up. You take a step. You repeat. But people say, Scott, how long do I repeat once I'm taking a step and repeating? How long? You repeat until you create the life of your dreams. Whatever you want. Whatever you say to me you want, that's what you do. That's what the show is all about. Every single day to make sure you stand up, take a step, and repeat. So you and I are walking down the street. You come to Daytona, see the races, and you come south a little bit to Port Orange where I live. And yet, maybe you find me at the Panera shop down there having a bagel. Hey, Scott, how you doing? I'm awesome. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So, what are you up to? I said, what are you doing? Well, this is what I'm doing. Cool. Go do it. We'll see you again. You coming back next month? Yep. Great. Next month, I see you at, where are we next month? We're at, how about Sonny's Barbecue? Because I like them. Hey, Scott, how you doing? I'm awesome. Hey, how about that thing that you said you were going to do? How's that going?
Well, I haven't got to it yet. Been kind of busy. Life been getting in the way. But maybe someday I'll do it.
This show is to stop that conversation. So tomorrow when I show up, just imagine I'm saying to you, hey, Scott, or hey, you, how's that thing going? And you go, awesome. I got a lot of progress yesterday. I cannot wait to keep moving forward. Did I introduce myself? I don't know that I did. It doesn't really matter, but I shall, because some people are going to say, you need to introduce yourself, Scott. That's proper podcast etiquette. Okay. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. The guy with the common name and the very uncommon sense. I know it's not real popular these days, is it?
I know. Common sense seems to have gone away the last couple of years, especially on cable TV.
But today you shall get a dose of it. I call it Scott Logic. So I'm going to admit something to you, if that's okay, as we get into the world of positivity and practicality today. I get in trouble because of this thing I have called my Scott Logic, my common sense. I get in trouble. It's directly hardwired to my mouth. It is. See, I learned a long time ago, there's no need to beat around the bush. There's no need to burn a lot of calories thinking about stuff. It just pretty much, I think it comes out.
Yeah, Scott, you should work on that.
I tried. This is it. But people let me know. One of the biggest things people say to me, you ready for it? You seem like such a positive guy. I am. And then something clicks in your head. I don't know what happens. I know. You go negative and it ruins my day. Well, first off, don't let anybody ruin your damn day, okay? I don't get to do that to you. You don't get to do that to me. But I don't do that. I don't go negative. Here's what happens. Some people floating around in the world of positivity. You've been washing your brain too much, thinking everything is just positive. It's not. It's not that unicorn and rainbow that you see off in the distance. It's actually the reflection of a Mack truck coming down the road to hit you. That's what it is. When you're practical, you can see that. Doesn't mean being negative. It just means pointing out that, uh-oh, get out of the way. Here comes a truck. That's what we do here. So I don't really go negative. I just go practical. But I've heard that so many times. It's like, eh. So here's the thing.
It'd be very easy for me to get caught up in the world of feel good. And I love feel good. I love feel good like anybody does. I do. I kind of live in that world. I don't like to make people feel bad. It'd be very easy, though, to get caught up in that trap of chasing positivity. Now, if for only the sake of just being really, really positive. But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the results. Now, for me, that's a kind of a peaceful, content, joyful, meaningful life. Wait a second, Scott. That sounds like the positive thing, not the practical thing. No, it's actually the practical thing. When you get peaceful and content and joyful and meaningful, that's about as practical as you get, isn't it? But what about mopping the kitchen floor? That's meaningful. It is, especially if you have dogs. So if you've been alive for more than a couple of decades, like nobody in this room right now. Oh, okay, couple. You know that all that stuff, that peaceful, content, joyful, meaningful feeling that you want, it's lurking someplace that you may not want to look. It's lurking in the truth. The practical truth. That's why I consider myself a practical, positive guy. And you should too, or girl. So I believe an optimistic attitude is power in life. I also think that you can never be truly happy until you are willing to go deep, dig really deep into the not-so-positive challenges in life. You got to turn into it. You got to face it. You hear me talk about that a lot. That's a constant around here for me. Until you do that, you're blocked. Until you're willing to turn into whatever is there that's stopping your positivity, you can't truly be positive. This can't. That's why you always hear me cover both sides. Frankly, I'm not really interested in what we can and will do with our lives. I'm interested in the millions of little interactions, the decisions, the feelings we encounter every single day that become the life that you will have lived someday. Someday you'll be on your deathbed. Hey, what life did you live? You know what? I was a positive guy, but practical about the world. Worked out okay for me. That's what I want. Don't know what you want. That's a good one, though. Stephen Fry. You know Stephen Fry? You know what he said. I'm just going to give you the first part of it. It goes deeper. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So here's the thing. Positive and practical, no matter what you hear, no matter who you talk to, almost everything freaks people out because those words come from others and they come from yourself and they freak you out. It's like, wait a second, who am I? What am I? What am I supposed to be? People say be this way. People say be that way. But then I be this way. I be that way. But then they're not that way and they're not going to be that way. So why do I have to be if they don't need to be? You do it for you. You look at the world for what it is, looking for the truth. You do the right thing. You do it with a positive, joyful attitude. But you expect that things will trip you up. And this is where I get called on all the time. Scott, I tuned into your show today to be positively motivated. Come on. And you're telling me about the stuff that's going to trip me up. Yes, I am. Not in a bad way. Not to take you down, because I know that doesn't take you down as long as you look at it and say, hey, he's right. There's things out there that if I just blindly just look over and gloss over, it's going to come back and bite me in the ass. How do I know it shall bite you in the ass? Because I've been bit in the ass many times and you have too. Don't you dare lie to me. It's true. So I want you to do this today, okay? You don't have to. This is completely extracurricular. Choose to be very positive and optimistic in what you do today. Just take it for what it is. Smile and move on. Enjoy your life. Joyful and content and happy and meaningful. Just do that. But ground yourself in the truth of everything, because when something hits you between the eyes, you go like, well, I didn't see that coming. Oh, well, let's smile and go deal with it. It's going to happen again tomorrow. You may as well get used to it. You will become so peaceful with everything around you, including yourself. And that's what we want you to be. That's what I want you to be. That's what I want to be. That's what I work at every single day. It's why doing this thing I do online, I'll just be very frank with you, kind of it sucks sometimes. You know why? Because there's a lot of mean people in the world. And they hit me over the head and they do stuff all the time. They say mean things all the time, even though most people say nice things to me. I'll be honest with you, almost everybody does. But there's a few out there that make it their mission. You know who they are. They're the bots and the trolls. And it just doesn't matter. So I thought I would take a few minutes today to express that you should just be positive and optimistic and very practical about how the world works. And when you do that, you'll be different. You'll be like in the 1%. You may not be getting paid like the 1%, but you'll be in the 1% tomorrow. Wow, 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 wow. What do you do to have to think like a happy person? We'll chat about that.